accession number 15106, reel 3.
Mr. Hipman, reel 3.
Yes, this radio that was installed not by us, but by some specialists from what was called Air Headquarters, was supposed to get everywhere. But we were always having problems with it. We just couldn't seem to get through on some occasions. And then one chap just playing about with the radio in a Wildcat was able to talk to Mombasa, miles away, no trouble at all. Whereas we, without, as I say, this super-duper thing, couldn't get through at all. We had a little controversy there, by the way, about going to Mombasa, because Nairobi being about 5,000 feet up, I, for instance, used to say, well, it should be quicker going to Mombasa because you're going downhill. Of course, the immediate reaction was, well, that's a load of rubbish. And I said, yes, but the thing is that whatever height you go at, you have to go up, you have to climb a certain amount at Nairobi, but you drop fairly easily at Mombasa. When you come back from Mombasa, you have to climb to a greater altitude to get to Nairobi. Therefore, it takes longer to go uphill than it does to go downhill. I remember, too, there was an occasion when I flew to Mombasa from Nairobi. And as we were from Nairobi to Mombasa, as we were approaching Mombasa, I looked down and it looked as if there was some parade taking place. It was a bit peculiar because the parade seemed to be in the form of a square with four ranks, as I say, drawn up in the form of a square, and the odd bods, which we were assumed were the officers, floating about in the middle. As we got closer still, we saw, in fact, it wasn't a parade, it was a football match with the spectators forming the square and the players in the middle.
Did the Japanese ever get to attack your area?
No. The only time I was really in a war theatre was when I was on the Russian convoy. And that was a very quiet convoy too. There were 11 warships, for instance. I don't think that they fancied doing anything with us. We did go to action times, but my action station was down in the accumulator room in the bowels of the ship. I was supposed to check that if we were hit, or if we had a mild hit, that the acid from the batteries was soaked up so that it didn't corrode or eat into the deck. But nothing really happened.
Was there any Japanese submarine activity?
There was talk of Japanese submarine activity. This we noticed more when I was at Mombasa, fairly obviously. But there was nothing definite. If there was anything, I didn't hear about it.